Be'ez Hashem is Boch, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Dam Sechus Tefillah, the laws of prayer in the Sefer Havah, the Book of Love, which now we begin in the new part of this series in regards to the conditions and those which are integral for the Tefillah itself. And as this parak begins regarding things that are ma'akab the Tefillah that are critical. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, the general rule is Chamisha Dvar Ma'akav Mesa Tefillah. There are five things that hold back the validity of the davening. So though it's time to daven, you have to have these five things. Taharas yadayim, purity of the hands. Pekiso erva, the covering of the naked areas. Taharas makam atfilah, the purity of the place of where the prayer is going to be taking place. Udvarm hachivzim isay, the things that make the person overwhelmed, that he can't focus. And v'kavan salev, and regarding the focusing of one's heart. As Rambam begins to explain these five things, we're in Halacha Beis, starting first with the first one of Taharas Yadayim Ketzad. So what is this idea of purification of the hands? So Reichetz Yadav B'mayim Ad HaPerek. Someone's coming to Daven, he has to wash his hands up until the joint, which refers to the joint that connects the arm to the hand, meaning by the wrist. V'achkech Yispal, and only then should he Daven. Now, if someone was going on the road, and it came time to Daven, he didn't have water. And if it was between him and the water, a distance of 4 mil, which a mil is 2,000 amma, so times 4, it's a distance of 8,000 amma. He has to go up until the place where he can get water and wash his hands, and then he could daven. But let's say between him and the water was more than that distance, then he does. Since it's critical to purify the hands, then you don't go for the water. Rather, you wipe your hands on some type of a pebble, or offer, or on the dirt, or meaning the earth, or in a beam, and then you could daven instead of washing with water. Now, halacha gimel b'medrum, when we say this, that you're obligated to go up until 4 mil to get water, is lefanav, if it's in front of him on this journey. But if the place of the water was behind him, they don't require you to go behind, backwards, meaning go back of where you came from, only up until a mil. But if you're already past the water and you're already more than a mil away, to go back, rather what you do is you wipe your hands on some hard surface, like we mentioned, and then you daven. Now, when we say this, that is that the only thing you're purifying for your davening is only the hands, is b'shar tefillas, are by all the other the tefillas, chutz mitfilah shachris, except for the tefillah of shachris in the morning. Because of shachris, by shachris, then besides washing the hands, reichetz panav, he has to wash his face, yodav viraglav, his hands and his feet, v'achkech yispal, and then he davens. But if he was far away from water, v'mekenech yod bovad, all he does is, again, he wipes his hands, v'achkech yispal, and then he davens. Halacha dalad, kalat mayin. Actually, all those who are even ritually impure, reichetz in yedei mulvad, all they do is they wash their hands, ketarim, like those who are tar that we mentioned, umispalim leidavin. And that is avapisha efshalim litbo v'lalas mitum asim, even though it's possible for them to immerse themselves in the mikveh and to come out and purify themselves from their tumah, einat tefillah ma'akevus, the immersion is not critical. Krabian already explained hilchas kriyishma in perek da loch aches, she'ezra tikin, now Ezra had instituted shlikra balkeri bulvad, that only someone who has in this a seminal emission, only such a person, but he shouldn't read B'divri Torah in the words of Torah Shiyitful until he immerses himself. Ubezdin Shamdu Achekach, and the court that came after him, Hiskinu Af Betfila, they also instituted for prayer or some of the gears of Achlet Fila, only for davening, that is Shleisbal Balkari Bulvad Shiyitful. That, yeah, all types of Tumah could daven, but not a Balkari. Someone who has an external discharge should not daven until he immerses himself. Now, as we said, a tumma is not critical. You could just wash your hands. Because the idea of the balkari is not because of the purity or impurity that's related to it. It's just that we didn't want that the Talmudic scholars should be found by their wives for intimacy. Like roosters, where they're never satisfied and they're always being intimate. And because of the effort of going to have to table, they're going to hold back, and then they won't be losing time from their learning. That's why they instituted the immersion only for Balkari, but it's and it was removed from the general category of Tamim that don't have to immerse, the Balkari has to immerse. So therefore they said at the time when this that this takana was instituted, that it was still viable, that Shafil Zav Shirar Keri, that even a Zav, who has a severe, more severe level of tumah, and saw carry, where if he immersed for his carry, it wouldn't purify him from a ziva because a zav is tumah for 7 days. Or v'nida shapolta shechva zera, a menstruating woman who is also tumah for 7 days, that she emitted the semen within 3 days of intimacy, which that also discharge, it contaminates like the tumah of carry itself. Or umashameshes, a woman who just had intimacy, shadosa damnida, where right after intimacy she sees her blood of her menstrual cycle. So they all share this commonality that they have a severe level of tumah that a tefillah is not going to purify themselves. But still they're required to immerse themselves for saying Shema or for davening Shema Nesi because of the carry that they had af b'shem tameim. Although they still remain tamei after they tev for the carry, they're still tamei with a more severe level of tumah for 7 days. It doesn't make a difference. That's logic would dictate because she ain't tefila zum nitar, like we said. This immersion is not for purification purposes, which they remain tamei anyway. Rather, it's because of the decree shalei mitzuin etzal neshasein tumah that they shouldn't be constantly with having intimate relations with their wives, and that's why they instituted. Now, but they already nullified also this takana, this institution of for table for tefillah, even for carry. Because it wasn't widespread amongst the Jewish people. They didn't have the strength in the public to withstand this type of gezeira, and therefore it fell to the side. Now, minik pashut b'shinah or b'safarad. It's a widespread custom in Bavel and in Spain. She'im balkeri misbal, that a balkeri does not daven. Acharichitz kol b'sarah b'mam, until he washes his whole flesh with water, meaning 9 kav of water. So although he's not tiveling in the mikvah, but he's going to pour over his body 9 kav. Because like the pasuk says in Amos, he coined likras l'kech Yisrael, that you should prepare towards your God, you the Jewish people. So even though they're not tiveling, but still they're going to wash themselves after they become a balkari. Now, the medrum, when we say this, is babari, a healthy person, or b'chayla shabal, or even an ill person, but he had intimacy itself. But a sick person who saw a seminal discharge beyond his control, not willingly, pater min harechitza, he's exempt from washing himself, because even before the mevatel takana, there was never such an obligation. And that is, even if a place would have this custom, says the Rambam, that a sick person seeing carry la ansai doesn't have the thrust of a minig, and therefore it's null and void. And mechin zav shiro carry, so too a zav, which he had this discharge 3 times, and that he saw carry, or v'nidah shapolta shech vazera, or a menstruating woman that she emitted the semen, ein behem minig, there is no custom for them to bathe, because even after the bathing, they remain in their tumah, in contrast to what they had used to say when there was this takana was in force. What they do is just wipe themselves, again, because one doesn't want to have anything on their body. And they wash their hands and they daven, and that's all that's necessary. Halakha Zayin continue with the next of the 5 things that we spoke about regarding what's ma'akev at tefillah that's critical, is kisoy erva ketzah. So what says the Ram, what's this halacha of covering the nakedness? That is, ava pisha kisa erva, so even though he covered his general area, kedek shemachas lekrishma, the way they cover it for saying the Shema, which is enough to just take a garment or some type of belt that covers over from his loins, from his thigh and down, but lo yispal, you still shouldn't damage money. That's the chichas as libra, until he covers also his chest area. Vim lo yichis libra, but if he didn't cover his chest, or let's say it was beyond his control, he doesn't have what to cover. Okay, once he covered his erva, his general area, and he daven yatzis before his obligation, but initially one shouldn't do this, he should not be bare-chested in contrast to Kriyishma. Halacha Ches continues with the next item, taharis mokai matzfila, the purity of the place where the tefillah is going to be taking place. Ketzad, what's that halacha? So leispal b'mok matanif is a person should not be davening in the filthy area where there's excrement. V'libe merchas, not in the bathhouse. V'libe besikis, not in the lavatory. V'libe aspen, not in the garbage dump. V'libe mokam shen meches kistara, not in any place where there's no presumption of purity, where, in other words, that one can be in doubt and say that maybe there is excrement over there. Achiv, they cannot until he checks the area to make sure that it doesn't have. Which klal shadav, the rule is, kal mokam shen kardam v'krishma, any area where one cannot say the Shema, which we already discussed those areas. Emes balambay, that's where you're not supposed to daven. Ukashem Shemachikim Mitzaya, and just like one's supposed to distance themselves from excrement, from made a glime, from urine, from Echran, from bad smells, from the mace, from a dead person, and from seeing something which is a nakedness that is forbidden, Likrishma for Krishma, Kach Marchikim Litvila, that's exactly how you have to distance yourself when you come into Davin Shmainesa, which the Allah is we're discussing now. Halacha test, now Hamaspal, if someone was davening, Umatzat Saibim come and he finds this excrement in this place. So since he sinned because he didn't check the area until he didn't daven, so he has to go and daven over in a pure place. Let's say someone's in the middle standing in davening, and he finds excrement facing him. So if he could walk in front, so that now this could be, so to speak, thrown behind him in a distance of 4 amas, see, he should move forward and let it be behind him. If not, he can't go in front, there's a river. So he shall kindle it studden. So then he should go to the sides until he distanced it Dalad Amis from his side. The men Yochel, we can't do that either. Then Yavsik, yeah, he should stop davening. Because you're not supposed to daven where there is Tzaya. G'dol HaChacham, now the great of the sages, Lohoi Mispal Mavayis, they didn't pray in the house, Shesh B'Sheicher, that had intoxicating beverages, because the smell of the Sheicher would intoxicate and perturb him. Neither in the house where there's a brine, which is when it's foaming, because it has a bad smell. Although the place was pure, there's nothing of excrement. Still, that was the level of how much they wanted that the place should be pure, that they could be able to focus when they're davening. Halacha Yod relates to this idea of dvarim hachayv samayisa, regarding things that grab a hold of the person and overwhelm him. Kate said, what would that be? So, if someone had to relieve themselves, lo yispal, shouldn't be davening. And if whoever has to go to the bathroom and still he davens, his prayer is an abomination. And he has to go back and daven after he takes care of his bodily needs. Now, if he could hold himself back and up until the distance of a parsa and until he would have to go to the bathroom, then his prayer is a prayer. Even so, initially, a person should not daven until a person checks his body out very well. And he checks, trying to go to the bathroom, he checks his orifices. He removes his phlegm and his spit. Anything that would bother him, want to be totally clean and totally present, and then daven. If someone burps, or piek, or yawns, or he sneezes in his davening, so in Lutzayin, if he does it willingly, sorry, my goodness, disgraceful, he shouldn't be burping or doing any one of these activities in the middle of davening. But when Bada Gufa, let's say someone checked his body before he davened, and it seemed like it was ready, then any one of these things come beyond his control, in Mekachlum, then there's nothing wrong with that. What happens if, let's say, he gets spit that gathers in his mouth during his davening? So Mavliya Bitalisa, he absorbs it in his cloak, and he spits it in over there, or in his garment. Now, if that would bother him because he was a very delicate person and he doesn't want to spit into his garment, so then he throws it with his hand behind him, meaning not with his mouth, because that would be degrading, but rather he takes his hand and he throws it behind him, so that he shouldn't be in pain during his davening. But the mitzvah Torah comes out, he's bothered, he's can't focus if he has this phlegm, this spit in his mouth. Let's say there is a smell, an aroma that comes out from the bottom part of a person's body, in his middle of davening, without his intention. So then he has to wait till the smell disappears, and then he could go back to his davening. Now, let's say someone wants to let out pass gas, and it's very painful to hold it back. He can't hold it in. So one's not supposed to be doing that during Shemayin Esrei. So Mahalach la'achrav arba amas. So he takes steps back, a distance of 4 amas. Umamtin nachatech l'ruach, and he waits until he passes gas. He waits until the wind passes. V'ayman, he says, Ribayin kalay lama. He says, Master of the worlds, Yitzartan in the kovim, you formed us with holes, chalulim with hollows, with piping. It's revealed and known in front of you, our shame and our disgrace. Shame and disgrace in our lifetime, and worms and maggots in our death. And after he says that, he goes back to his place and he davens. If he was in the middle of davening, Shmeina Esrei. But not for Meiragav Abrekav. And then the urine is dripping on his knees. So Mamtinat Sheikh Lamaim, he waits until the water stops, meaning the urine. And he goes back to the place where he stopped. If he had to wait the amount of time that it would take him to finish his whole davening, Chazal Rashi has to go back to the beginning and start over. So too, someone who urinates, he has to wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amis, because there's the droplets of the urine that it shouldn't drop on his garment, and then he goes and he davens. So too, the other way, when he davened, he first has to wait a distance of walking 4 amis, which is around 2-3 seconds, and then urinate, so that the words of prayer should stop coming out of his mouth, because people are generally mumbling after they're finishing, so you don't want to be urinating as you're still saying some words of davening. Halachat Hazvav continues with the next item of the 5 things. Is the last thing is kavanas halev, the focus of the heart. Ketzad, what's this that's ma'akev by tefillah? So called tefillah she'ina b'kavana. Any prayer that is not with focus, with intent, in a tefillah is not a prayer. V'misbabel kavana v'davim without focus, chayzim misbabel kavana, he has to daven over again with intent. Matzah daitim mishubeshes v'libetaret. If someone finds that his thoughts are distorted and his heart is perturbed, asal esbal, he's not allowed to daven, atshut esyashav daitim, until he's able to calm his thoughts down. Someone's coming back from a journey. For if he's exhausted, or meitzar, or he's tormented or bothered by something, until he's able to calm his thoughts down. The sages said, he should actually wait 3 days until he calms down, and that his thoughts are cool, and then he should daven. What does it mean, this halacha requirement of focus? He should clear out his heart from all thoughts. He should see himself as if he's standing in front of the divine presence. Therefore, you have to settle yourself a little bit before davening, so that he can focus his heart. And then he should daven with calmness and with supplication. He shouldn't make his davening as if he's carrying a load, and he throws it off, and then he goes, like, he has to be yoytzi, he has to take care of his obligations. Therefore, you have to sit a little bit after davening, and then take leave. Chassid Mershainim, the earlier pious ones, they would wait an hour before davening, which we said a way of preparing. An hour after davening, which is a way of as coming down, and like we said, not rushing out to show like as if it's a masli. And their actual prayer itself took an hour, total of 3 hours. Someone is intoxicated, ayispal should not daven. Related to this last halacha, because he cannot focus. His prayer is an abomination. So he should go and daven over again when he gets emptied out from his intoxication. Someone who drank wine, but not drunk, ayispal should not daven. But if he did daven, then his prayer is a prayer. Is there a shikr? What's considered someone who is intoxicated? Someone who could not speak in front of the king. Shasu, who's considered someone who drank wine? He could speak in front of the king, and he won't be distorting things. Even so, since he drank a quarter of a leg of wine, should not daven until the effects of the wine is removed from him. So we don't stand to daven, not from laughter, not from being lightheaded, not from schmoozing, from just having innocent banter, not from a fight, not from anger, rather from the words of Torah. And not from a court case, or not from analytical, in-depth halacha. Although these are words of Torah, because he don't want his heart to be perturbed in the halacha, because it's of the court case, of the over-analysis. Rather from the words of Torah that there's no analysis, again, halachas, psukas, set halachas that are clear, and there's nothing that's bothering him, and he's coming from the joy of Torah to his davening. Halachi test, tefillas ha-parakim. Regarding prayers, regarding Shemoneh Esrei that are come at different periods of intervals, for example, Tfilas Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes once a month, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh or Tfilas Mayadis, or the prayers on Yom Tovim, Tzorech Lahas Dit Tfilas, then you have to prepare your davening, and then get up and daven, that it shouldn't stumble in the words. Let's say someone was going in the dangerous place, let's say a place where there's groups of wild animals or bandits. V'gizman tefillah, it comes time to daven. So mispal bracha achas, he davens one, a tefillah of one bracha. Mezuhi, and this is, tzarchi amchi Yisrael merubim, the needs of your people, the Jews, are many, v'dayt and katzara, yet their thoughts are very narrow and limited. Yiratzim lefenecha, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem lekein, Hashem our God, shatitin luchol echav echad kedei parnasas, you should give to every single one of them according to his needs, his sustenance, ulchol gvia gvia de machseira, and for every single body, enough for what it's lacking. V'atoy benecha aseim, what's good in your eyes, you should do. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, shemeh tefilo, who hears the prayer. U'mespal loisa baderach kushumahalach, and he davens this on the road as he's walking. V'myuchalamet, if he could stop and stand, oimet, he stands. Kushumagil yishu, but discardait, now when he comes to the settled areas, and he's able to, his thoughts are calm, chayzim mespal tefilo kitakanta, then he goes and he davens over again the prayer according to how it was instituted, which are the tesha eser brachas, the 19 brachas of the Amidah.